This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez was in Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, Saturday. He said to demonstrate the European Union's undivided support to Ukraine in all areas. He arrived on the day Spain is taking over as the European Union's sixth rotating presidency. In a joint news conference with Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky, Sanchez said under his presidency, Ukraine is going to be at the center of all EU discussions and dedicated his visit to send a strong message of support from both an EU and Spanish perspective.
Ukraine is fighting to recover their country against an illegal and unjustified invasion which has already caused unnecessary suffering. Still today, the civil population are surviving a constant rain of air attacks and the criminal destruction of infrastructure. And they are doing so to protect crucial international principles like sovereignty, independence, or territorial integrity.
Sanchez also announced Spain was providing an additional $60 million in financial aid to help the Ukraine economy, as well as additional military assistance. Aerial photos and reports suggest Belarus is creating an installation for Russia's Wagner Group mercenary fighters. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Satellite images, analyzed by the Associated Press, show what appears to be a newly built military-style camp in Belarus, with statements from a Belarusian guerrilla group and officials suggesting it may be used to house fighters from the Wagner mercenary group. The images, provided by Planet Labs, suggest that dozens of tents have been erected within the past 2 weeks at a former military base outside Osipovichi, a town 140 miles north of the Ukrainian border. The leader of an anti-Lukashenko guerrilla group said on Thursday the construction of a site for Wagner fighters was underway there. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Officials in Kenya say a truck that rammed into several other vehicles and market traders in western Kenya late Friday killed at least 51 people. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The Friday evening accident occurred at a location known for vehicle crashes near the Rift Valley town of Londiani, which is about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. Officers at the scene counted at least 51 bodies, but more people were believed to be trapped in the wreckage. That's according to the Rift Valley Police Commander Tom Odera. The Kenya Red Cross Society said Saturday that dozens of people were injured and hospitalized and asked Kenyans to donate blood. It also said heavy rainfall interrupted rescue efforts. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
4, 3, 2, 1. Ignition. Lift off.
Falcon 9 has successfully lifted off from pad 40 and throttled down to prepare for max Q.
Falcon 9 is supersonic.
A European-built orbital satellite was launched into space Saturday from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida on a mission to shed new light on the mysterious cosmic phenomena known as dark energy and dark matter. Unseen forces, scientists say, account for 95% of the known universe. The telescope, dubbed Euclid, named for the ancient Greek mathematician called the father of geometry, was carried aloft in the cargo bay of a SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket. New insights from the $1.4 billion European Space Agency mission, designed to last at least 6 years, are expected to transform astrophysics and perhaps the understanding of the very nature of gravity itself. Following a short flight into space, Euclid was to be released from the Falcon 9 for a month-long voyage to its destination in orbit nearly 1.6 million kilometers from Earth. Vending machines offering the morning-after pill are becoming more common on college campuses now that the Supreme Court has overturned Roe v. Wade. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
There are now 39 universities in 17 states with vending machines that offer Plan B, or the generic version of the morning-after pill. According to the American Society for Emergency Contraception, at least 20 more are considering them. Some, such as the University of Tulsa in Oklahoma, are in states where abortion is largely banned. It's part of a push on college campuses to ensure emergency contraceptives are cheap, discreet, and widely available. As some states enact abortion bans and others look to enshrine protections, over-the-counter purchase of Plan B and generic forms is legal in all 50 states. I'm Julie Walker.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.